Welcome to The Shotlist with Carl and Jessica. So today, we're going to talk about mistakes. That's it. We're going to just talk about failures and lessons learned, obviously. So, how are you?
Hi. I'm doing great now that this week is over. I hate to say it, but it was super busy.
Yeah.
And I'm really excited to have a moment to breathe right now, because this podcast for me is kind of relaxing, kind of therapeutic to get my thoughts out.
Free therapy.
I've been working on planning a fashion show as a production assistant. So something completely different to videography. I'm not allowed to say that much yet, but maybe in the future. So
we'll keep you updated.
Yeah. And I've heard your week was pretty busy as well. Tell us about it.
Yeah. So here in Barcelona, we had the 080, Fashion Week, Barcelona Fashion Week. So it's been kind of crazy. It's not that crazy because it's rather small. It's just in one venue. So it's very much, there's a show, then there's an hour between each show, because they backstage is kind of the same backstage for everyone. So they have to take the clothes up, put them in, all of that, change the decoration of the runway. So they need the time. So it's chill. It's not running around all the time, super
it's
crazy.
Not like Paris.
No, not at all. It's very calm. So that's nice. So I've been doing some backstage here and there. Some of them have been nice and smooth, but obviously a bit of drama always.
That's perfect for our podcast today.
Yeah. So I had one of the brands, I won't say who or anyone, I reached out to them, hey, I want to do some backstage photography or runway, whatever. We're like, yeah, cool, let's do some backstage. So they sent me the information, the pass, everything. I'm like, okay, who should I ask for when I get there? Because I was talking to their PR agency that they're in Madrid. So I wasn't sure if the person who I was talking to was going to be there, blah, blah, blah. And then the day of the show, I'm like, hey,
happening?
Please, I can show up there because I have a backstage pass for all of the days.
You need to know what you have to do and what they expect you to do.
Let me, who should I say, hey, I'm here, you know?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, what? No, you already have the invitation to watch the show. I'm like, no. The email said, I'm on backstage. What the?
I don't want to watch the show.
Yeah. And they're like, photograph. No, sorry for the mistake. We're not longer, we don't need you anymore. You know, but you can still go watch the show. And I'm like, what? Okay. No. Thank you. So there's that, you know. Always, if you are being ghosted for a job, if you have a feeling, your gut feels something's missing here, you're probably right. Because I was this doesn't sound right. Because other brands are hey, here's my number. I'm busy, so let's use WhatsApp. It's better, quicker. Yeah, no problem. They're like, let's meet here at this time. And ask for me, an open line of communication. And for this brand, that wasn't the case. Emails were yes, no, here's the invite, no context whatsoever.
Red flag.
Yeah, so I was maybe lesson learned for next time. I'll be very, very clear and very annoying.
No, I mean, being clear and being annoying is a range. You can be pretty clear and, hey, I need this answer. Which is not annoying yet.
No, exactly. The thing is, when they keep avoiding you, they're not telling you no, it's kind of can you just, if it's a no, just let me know and it's fine.
Exactly.
Just let me know. Because, I made plans. I had other shoots that day that weren't for fashion week. So I had to fit them in between shows and had to schedule everything.
No, it's your time. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. My time, please. Don't make me lose my time and efforts. That's not fun, honestly.
Exactly. And that's I feel that's a common problem during fashion week, because a lot of the jobs, you don't sign work contracts. You just
It's very last minute and emails.
Exactly.
And then you figure out the invoices.
You have to rely on each other, and it's your time. It's actually your time that you're losing, because I don't know. I mean, Barcelona Fashion Week, as you said, there is only one show at a time. So, I mean, I guess you could have edited probably something in that time.
Yeah.
But other fashion weeks, you're missing out on other shows.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, lesson learned.
Yeah.
I mean, at that point, I was whatever. I was like, I'm not gonna go watch the show. I don't care anymore.
No, it's, I mean, I've like, got invited to watch a show because they didn't have like enough space for another videographer. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I mean, it's cool to watch a show. Don't get me wrong. The shows are amazing. They're beautifully staged and everything. But for me, there is no point. Like, I sit there. I really like it. It's beautiful. But there is no point for me to watch it without taking footage. And I think
footage. They kind of pretended for me to take photos while I was watching the show.
Yeah, probably.
So, like, they ghosted me. I ghosted them. I'm like, not sure if that was professional. But I was like, at this point, like, they're not counting with me. So, they don't need the photos. Yeah, like, it's fine.
Enjoy Fashion Week. Like, it's only ghosting when you don't answer them to a question they have asked you.
Yeah, true. Yeah, so I just said, okay, thank you.
No, did I didn't you really ghost them. Ghost? No, no,
no. No, no. It's all good. Good karma. We're good.
Yeah. No, I think the thing is with these experiences, because there are a lot of failures in this creative industry, because creative people sometimes are not the most strategic and organized people. I mean, I'm talking of myself as well. And I feel like you need to see the positive and the lesson you have learned to continue. Because when you start to get mad, you lose motivation.
Yeah, there's a point where you have to be like, okay, like there's nothing I can do about it.
Yeah.
I've been screwed over. That's it. Like, you can get mad, but just don't stay in like that state a long time and kind of like hate on the person who's told you no last minute because it's probably not even their fault. It's probably like someone else higher up. They're like, yeah, no, we've changed our idea. You know, the wind was blowing in the wrong direction, so we're going doing something else. You're like, what?
What?
It's kind of like, I woke up until I didn't feel it, so we're gonna change it. Like, that's the reason sometimes.
Yeah.
So you just gotta deep breath. Meditate for a bit. Maybe go for a run and keep working.
Yes. I would say. Do a podcast, let it all out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And like, I feel like loads of like failures also happen during like fashion shoots. And you told me a story about a fashion shoot that gone wrong.
Oh, there's so many.
Yeah.
Like, so many. But, yeah, like for show, we're not talking about fashion shows anymore. So for photo shoots, like this one time, it was a long time ago, I was actually assisting a photographer. So I was like, all right, cool. He was like, I have this editorial for like this like commercial magazine. So like that was the first red flag, which we all should have been like, where's the money? So the idea was like, we were shooting on the train, high speed train from Barcelona to a city in France. And we had like two Spanish singers and like, you know, the photos were for like the advertisement on that magazine, kind of like a spread, like, I don't know what was the point of the, and I think it was like advertising for the hotels, like the restaurants we were shooting at on the actual train.
Mm-hmm.
And we had like a communication agency that was like doing the production, and then we had a PR fashion showroom that were providing the clothes.
Yeah.
So there we go, kind of like there should be money because everyone here is working, but we're not getting paid. All right, but the opportunity was cool, had nothing to do honestly, so I was like, okay, cool, like, you know, I knew him, like he was fun, so I was like, okay, and two singers, okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Awesome. And then we start going to the shoot and like someone shows up even with the, like their 1 year all month like kid, like a baby, like a month year old baby, like what? And the baby was crying, so like they were taking care of him obviously, and like we were started talking because some of the communication agency people, they were young, so we were having lunch and talking about it, and I don't know how it was about him, and they were like, oh, so you're not getting paid, and we're like, are you getting paid? And
are
like,
you
she was like yeah everyone's getting paid, like we are all working, and we're like we're not getting paid, what?
What?
Like that was middle shoot, like maybe because it was like a 3-day shoot, I think, so that was like day one or like day, I think day two, maybe, I don't remember. So like we were like, what?
Okay,
we're gonna finish this because, you know, people are counting and whatever, like we were doing, we were just like, let's gonna do this, like when we get back we're just gonna let the people who like hire us like, hey, everyone's getting paid, we want to like pay us something.
Yes,
like, you need to pay us. But then the plot thickens because that agency like signed some papers saying that the images were gonna be delivered, and the photographer, because he only like the only thing he could hold were the image, he was like, yeah, no, like I'm not gonna turn the images, like deliver them until I get paid, which is valid. But that's, the thing is, his name was in some papers, blah blah blah. Like I don't know how much I can tell because they went to trial, I think. Like at some point, I was like, I'm out of this.
Yeah. Because
the money I was gonna get, it wasn't worth the headache.
No.
And like all the lawyer expenses and everything. But I think he went through just because his name was like on papers and he was gonna get sued, or like he was kind of like, you know, being put on the spot. So
terrible.
Lesson learned. If it's too good to be true and there's money for everything, like
exactly.
they're feeding you, taking you to places like hotels and like it's bigger companies and it's everything, it's for commercial use.
Yeah.
There's money to be the creative.
Yeah.
There's somewhere they can get some money. Like ask for it.
Yes. That's a lesson that I have learned pretty early on, because one of my first jobs ever was I worked for a model agency as a videographer for like the models that came in needed to make videos for the website. Okay. And I was pretty like not really self-confident, you know, I was kind of shy, not really sure of where this is all going because it was one of my first jobs. And I got paid. I knew that this is not like, it's not a lot of money that I got, but I was like, hey, I'm new to this. I don't like deserve anything more, but I have learned you need to quickly learn to stand up for yourself and ask for the amount of money you need, like sell yourself. Because I talked to the photographer there who did like the same models, who worked the same hours. I don't know how long, like I don't know the difference between her time that she needed in editing than I did, but she earned more than double than me. And after I talked to her, like same situation as you had, like the other people were like, oh, you're not getting paid? And she was like, oh, you're not earning that much? I'm like, yeah.
You should.
Yeah. And then I stood up for myself. I confronted my boss and quit, because you need to learn to stand up for yourself, and you deserve to get well paid, even if you're at the beginning. Like,
yeah, obviously as you grow, you're going to ask for more.
Yeah.
That's, of the course, rates goes up. But yeah, you always ask for the money you want.
Like, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't be like sometimes I'm like, I send the estimates for something and then I'm like, that was going to, like, it's going to be a no.
Yeah,
because it's going to be way too expensive.
Yeah.
And then like you'll figure it out.
Yeah.
But there's been a couple instances where, well, a lot of the times, like I'll send the price and they're like, crickets. Like you don't hear anything. I'm like, okay, well.
Yeah. And I feel like we need to be less afraid to talk to other creatives about their like earnings.
Rates are kind of like gatekeep.
Exactly.
Because the answer everyone gives, oh, it's going to be very dependent on like your lifestyle. I'm like, yeah, I know. But like, what's the average?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I like a rough, like, you know, like a bracket of like, okay, like from this to this, like depends on whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like some people are starting to get more open with it slowly.
Yeah.
I saw, I don't know, like it's a PDF I saw somewhere. I saved it, so I have it somewhere, where for like all these like freelance careers, they had like an average, like from a study they did.
Yeah.
So I think it's every year they update it with each position, what's the day rate, like the average day rate.
That's interesting.
And that's kind of helpful to be like, okay.
Yeah, yeah. But
some of them are like, oh, that's low.
Is that Spain-based or like?
No, it's like, I think it was more US, actually.
Okay.
But at least you get like a rough.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah. I mean,
so I'll look that up and send it over. Yeah. Even what was it?
Switzerland is always like more expensive. But, like, but yeah.
Do I have like go there and charge Spanish prices? So,
well, yeah, no, that just reminded me, because you told your story about not earning any money.
Oh yeah.
I've learned that lesson as well.
I mean, sometimes like a project, it's generally just going to be for fun and personal.
Yeah, 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 of course.
And
of course,
a low rate because sometimes like, you know, it's worth it like to work for like that project and not get as much money. And sometimes just nothing's going on. So better to have like a low paying job than nothing. Like yeah, I get it. Yeah, like yeah. We've all done that.
Yes.
So, but at least if, you know, kind of like try to feel like if you have a gut feeling that something is off, you know,
maybe
kind of like
don't
ask. yeah, take a moment to sit down and be like, does this make sense? Like,
yes,
what's going on here? I would say.
And if you do free projects, like that is another lesson I've learned.
Okay,
like make sure that, I mean, you're doing it for free, that's not the problem there. Like it's all about your portfolio, but make sure at the end you get what you wanted.
Oh,
because
yeah.
When you work for free, your time is valuable. Make sure that you really communicate in the team what the goal is, because I've had an editorial.
Yeah. Same.
It was never published. Never.
You've told me about it.
Yeah.
The main idea, something, right?
Yeah. And
I still want to see the video, by the way.
I can show it to you, but I will never show it to public because, like,
yes,
I'm even embarrassed to show it. But like, it was kind of the first I did. So I was like, fine, we're all like, the whole team was like newcomers. We're all learning. So I wasn't as strict, you know, like I was like, yeah, let's try new things.
But we were learning, it's fine.
Exactly. But everyone had like different goals for this shoot. Like the photographer, he really wanted to work with like colorful light. And the model was like, she wasn't an actual model. She was just a girl.
Instagram model?
Yeah.
Okay. Who likes to take photos? Like nothing wrong with that. Just
exactly.
Not an actual model.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And she was really shy and she had like, she had her poses. I feel like the poses that you do for like Instagram.
Yeah, that you know you, that you look good in and you just go to that. Yeah, yeah.
And then the stylist, she had like her goal of like showing her self-made stuff, like self-made shoes and stuff like that.
That's not going to get published
unless
you are someone.
Exactly. And I feel like I also had a goal. Like I had a vision of this like beautiful light setup, like dark blue light, have like a wide angle camera, like big boots, and you know,
yeah,
that was my vision. But like we never really
put it together.
Yeah. I tried to communicate it. We also had like the day before the shoot, we met to test out the light situation and we figured it out. We're both happy with it. And then the day of the shoot, he changed everything again.
Oh.
So I feel like if you do something for free, really, really make sure
you're working as a team.
You can like communicate what you need. You can work as a team. You have the same vision, because if everyone's doing their own thing, it's not going to work out. Like it was a mess. They are still trying to publish it. I'm out of there. I'm moving on to the next project. I've learned a lot, to be honest. I've learned a lot, because you also need to learn what not to do.
Yep.
But it's in the past. It happened. I've learned from it. Like communication is key.
Yeah, actually very recent for me, something similar happened and I'm still pissed about it.
Yeah.
Because I was reached out to be like, hey, I'm a stylist. I want to do a fashion editorial. This showroom like recommended it. You to us. I was like, all right, cool, like I've worked with him, like he's super nice and he won't lend you clothes unless you publish. I was kind of like okay, it's like, you know, at least they've been there before or something, kind of like, I don't know,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah,
so I was like, all right, cool, like awesome. Went with the should be like to see the ability, if I was available, what's the mood board. They sent me the mood board. It was kind of like they wanted to mix. Like, that's important part, like, combine.
Remember.
90s style with, like, Marie Antoinette aesthetic.
Which sounds pretty cool, to be honest.
Sounds cool. Like, I'm like,
all
right, like, I can see the vision. Like, sounds awesome.
Yeah.
And at first we were going to shoot at a hotel in Barcelona, like a fancy one. But because they only allow us to shoot in the rooms, not at the communal areas, they decided to move it to a studio. I'm like, all right, as long as the styling is strong enough, I guess it can work. Like, you know, they're recording studio time. So I was like, all right, cool. And then the day before the shoot, I'm like, okay, like, how long is it gonna, like, how many hours do we have in the at the studio? Like, 2 hours. Like, sorry, what? How many looks do we have? 8.
Well,
I'm like, what? I'm like, okay, well,
how
are we gonna make it happen? But I was like, look, at this point, like, I'll just show up and it is what it is. I don't know. And then they're like, do you know any makeup artists? Because the makeup artists we had, like, fell through last minute. Okay, like, that happens. Like,
it happens, but, like...
But I asked a couple of friends or that I know, and they were busy, or they were like, no, I don't want to do a collaboration, which is too completely, like, it's valid. So I told them, like, the people I reached out to, like, they're booked. Here's, like, 2 pages where you can send, like, the information of the shoot. And normally it's great for last minute, like, you know, when you need last minute people. And they were like, all right, cool, like, thank you. I send them, like, one that it's, like, international, like, more international, and one that it's just for Spain. So, like, you know, do a story, tag them, and they'll repost it, and you'll get a bunch of people saying, I'm available.
Yeah. So,
shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah.
They didn't do that. So I show up on the day on the shoot, so I saw this guy with, like, a, like, the typical, like, bag that the makeup artist wears. I'm like, oh, like, are you the makeup artist? He's like, no, I'm the stylist, but I'll do the makeup because the makeup artist fell through.
Yeah.
I was like,
What?
Okay.
Excuse me?
That doesn't make sense. And then he kind of, like, told me, yeah, because I'm doing the 90s shoot. And then the other guy is doing the Marie Antoinette one. I'm like, what?
What?
Is it 2 different shoots? He's like, yeah. I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, it's for a school project. I'm like, what?
Excuse like, sorry, excuse me? Why, me,
what?
Why didn't anyone tell me?
Yeah. And I, like, I had, like, different, like, lighting setups designed before to kind of, like, you know, they were kind of the same vibe, but just to, like, change up a bit so it wasn't as boring. And one of them was like, yeah, I want the white background, and I want the, and the other one wanted black background. I'm like, okay. And so I asked them, like, how are you gonna, how do you wanna publish this? And they were like, no, we're just gonna, you know, send both images together. I'm like, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. And so you need to tell that in advance. Like, tell this to the photographer.
Afterwards, I told him, he was gaslighting me afterwards. I told him, like, I would have wished, like, you were transparent with everything. If you've told me, hey, it's a school project, we wanna publish it, we're gonna need, like, one photo, because they just needed one photo. For each of us with, like, different, like, 90s and the other one, Marie Antoinette, and then the other ones, we're just going to mix it.
Yeah.
To the editor. I'm like, all right, cool. Like, that's fine. Like, I like the idea. Like, what the proposal was nice. Like, I would have been cool with that one. Like, no problem at all. But if you show up and then it's a completely other thing, I'm like, no. And I told him that. It's like, are you even going to publish? He's like, yeah, well, you know, like, this showroom, like,
how?
You have to publish, blah, blah, blah. And, like... whatever. Okay, I'm like, okay, send me the photos you want.
Yeah.
And when do you need it by? I asked him like 10 times and he just sent me the list. And I'm like, okay. Like, I edited them like super quick. I like one photo or two maybe, honestly.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just felt like, yeah, it was, yeah, that they wasn't transparent with me. And lesson learned, like, even ask questions. Because exactly. It was probably their first editorial.
Yeah.
And I would have helped them be like, no, like, of this is not going to work. This is how you do.
Yeah.
Like, I had the experience to tell them.
That's the thing.
All of that. And they were telling me, and I asked them, so which magazines are you going to send it to? And they start saying names, and I'm like,
okay.
Girl, excuse no, like, me. No, like, the work's not good enough.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm the one taking the photos, and I know it's not going to be published.
Of course.
Probably any. Where really? Mm-mm. Or like actual, like proper, you know, actual fashion magazine, like you can buy
physically. Yeah, and they had you on board and you have the knowledge, you could have helped, but like,
exactly.
It's a lack of communication, like the same as in my story. And I feel like for me, I was always, before a shoot, I'm always so worried about like the technical aspects. But all of my bigger failures always have to do with communication. Like, if something technical has happened, like I've had my camera overheat, stuff like that, I could save it in post. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not as bad. But if the communication is not on point, like, it's not going to work. So I feel like I need to stress less about technical stuff and more about mm-hmm. really the social part of it. Communication, having your team on board, really giving everyone the info they need, yeah. sharing your vision, having everything gathered so everyone knows.
The lesson is basically ask all the questions you really want to know.
Yes.
Like, what I'm trying to do now is like, when I do a shoot, like for a personal project normally, yes. or a professional one, like, what information do I send the team?
Yeah.
Like, what do I send them? And then ask for that information in any project. You know, like, who's the team? Like, sometimes it's like, oh yeah, we have the makeup artist and like the nail art and like blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, who are they?
Yeah. Because yeah,
that tells you a lot of the magnitude or like the
exactly
kind of like the detail that goes into it. Yeah. If they want to do like special effects makeup and the makeup artist they send you doesn't have any of that, I don't know. Then it's like, why are we choosing that person that doesn't really maybe have experience, or like, what's the reasoning behind that? Like, kind of question.
Yeah.
When you don't know the people personally, it's the first time you work with them and it's a free project, I think, especially. Because then you're wasting your time, investing mm-hmm. your time in that, in a project that maybe you don't have any use for. Like, if you're being paid and then it's a disaster because everything went wrong, it's kind of like, some like shit happens, honestly.
Exactly.
If it's a personal project for portfolio work, like, be very intentional mm-hmm. and try to make sure. Because then, like, while I was editing those photos, I was like, I fucking hate this. Like, I don't want to be doing this. I was like, save it. Like, do it as quick as I can.
Yeah.
And like, I kind of feel bad for them for like, the photos aren't like that good.
Of course.
And the editing is kind of like, whatever. Now I look at it, I'm like, I cringe. But it's kind of like what they wanted. So I was like,
same.
Whatever. Like I'm not even going to be involved in like the publishing or anything. So
that's the same with me. Like, do whatever. I just don't want my name written anywhere. If it gets published, which I doubt. But like, I don't want to have to do anything with it.
No. I'll publish that. Because there's a few photos that I do like. So I'll publish them as a test shoot probably.
Kind of
like.
Yeah, of course. It's content. But,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But as I said.
And I'll do a lighting breakdown.
Yeah.
I mean, lighting was kind of like, I had to change it up last minute a bit. But, it wasn't, you know, a little teach someone something, I guess, or not.
Exactly. Like, that's what I said. Like, don't be mad about it for too long.
No.
Like, take the lesson out of it. I think it's good
to
have
someone to, like, rant about and be like, because I send you an audio like, this has been a nightmare.
Yes. Yeah. No, you need to keep it professional during mm-hmm. the shoot and like after the shoot. But like,
and I think also,
don't be afraid to rant to someone about it, because it happens all the time. It's natural. Yeah. Like, we know.
And speak your mind. Like, when I told them, like, I normally don't do it, but I was like, hey, like, you haven't been transparent with me.
Yeah.
Like, call people on their bullshit.
Yeah.
When it's like personal work or like collaboration, because sometimes people aren't aware of like
that. Yeah, they don't know.
You wasted your time. Like, you they wasted my time. They wasted like a whole morning and then a day of editing, because I did it as quick as I can. Plus, I lost my transport card on the way to the train station, so I had to buy a ticket and then had to go get a new transport. I was like, I don't like.
Damn. Like, it's like, when something goes wrong, everything goes wrong.
That's what pissed me most, because I was like, I don't want to be doing this. I just want to go home and be like, I don't want to know anything about them anymore.
It wasn't as bad, but the train ticket?
Yeah, that was like what bothered me the most. I was like, because I was done with the shoot and then I had to go to a specific train station to get the car for me. I was like, I had to walk and I was like, I don't want to do this.
I'm out of here, please.
Because the style, the outfits were cool. It was just,
I think
they needed the extra help.
Yeah. I think if they were honest in the beginning and talked to you, you could have helped them out. It could have been something bigger and better.
Oh, yeah, because Definitely.
I mean, even if it is not enough for a whole editorial, but like at least
like I don't know, they were when they were doing the Marie Antoinette ones, I was like, did anyone brought a cake or a cupcake? Because like the vibe fits.
Yeah.
Like why would like put something so like cute and in a black background?
Yeah, like, I get,
What's the point here? Honestly.
But that's like, that's just their creative, like, how do you say it? That's just their vision they have, like.
No, they were just, because I was like, okay, so backgrounds, because the studio, they have the white, the black, and the gray one as the standard ones, and then you can ask for colors.
Yeah.
But you need to tell them in advance so they can go and like, hang them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they didn't do that, which is fine. So I was like, okay, white background. Do you want like fully white? Like what's the vibe? Like black one. Do you want lighting on the background? Like I need like he was in
some
feedback. He should just show me like a painting. I was like, I want this lighting.
Yeah. Oh. Most of the time when you work,
like, I knew what he wanted because it was pretty clear. But I was like, try to like work it out a bit. Like I don't know. I came up with lighting designs, and if you had like a lighting in mind, you need to tell me beforehand.
Yeah,
I spent like an hour. I was playing around with a lighting software. It's really cool. Like, it's like three. It's like you can move the lighting around, and then you place the camera, and like the exposure and everything, and get the result. So it's really nice.
Yeah.
To like try when you tell people, oh, I'm gonna do this. Instead of sending a photo of someone else's work, you can send kind of like a mock-up. So they don't have the expectation of that because sometimes. Exactly.
And I feel like in both of our stories, we also learned the important role of an art director. I feel like in your story and in my story, this was missing. Like there needs to be someone that has the art direction beforehand so that everyone knows exactly what to do so that the vision comes together and there is an end product. Because like loads of those like shootings I've had in the beginning, like there wasn't a specific art director. Everyone is just doing their thing. Or like a lot of the time it's just like, oh, you're the photographer. Oh, you're the videographer. You're the art director.
Well, but, like, that's what I'm going to say. Because when I do shoots, I'm also doing the art direction and I take care of it.
Yeah.
So my mistake, I guess, is always thinking that the person who's like in charge is going to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I guess I have to ask, do we have an art director or who is like taking care of that?
Yeah, exactly. It's not like I'm not doing it. I just need to know.
Honestly,
to know.
The first shoot you're going to do, probably like don't worry about that.
Yeah.
Because you're just learning.
Yeah.
But as you get, if it's like editorial or
it's important.
Something that needs to be a bit more produced.
Yeah.
Always try to take care of know who's like in charge.
Yeah. Because
if you're doing like I've done test shoots where there's been more art direction than in that shoot.
Yeah.
Honestly.
No, it's important. It is.
Tom. Keep that in mind. Always.
A lot of lessons to be learned.
Yeah.
But I feel everyone needs to go through this. Like, we could talk for hours about that, like, everyone needs to learn by themselves.
And I think I know the lessons, and everyone then I'll forget them. And I'll be like, I'll do it again. And I'll be like, fuck.
Not again. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm the kind of person, if someone tells me, I'm like, yeah, no, that's not that bad. I can do it better. And then I'm doing it, and I'm like, oh, yeah, fuck, they were absolutely right.
Like, now it's like, I'm like, I won't do any more like student projects.
No.
I'm like, if it's, that's for like the guys who told me like, oh, it's a school project. If they told me from the beginning.
Yeah.
Because I really liked the idea. Maybe I would have done it because they were publishing it.
Yeah.
Right? But if it's just a school project for school, it's a big no-no anymore.
Yeah.
Like just look for a photographer who's also in school. And kind of like work with
them. Yeah, kind of like the same experience level, like so that everyone can profit from each other. Because in this situation, like the others could have like had a huge profit out of you, but you didn't have anything from that. So
yeah.
Exactly. And you need to, like, I know it's hard because I'm also a big people pleaser.
Yes.
And I tend to say yes to everything. But you also need to have your boundaries.
It gets you get to on a, yeah. to a point where you need yeah, to start yeah. saying no.
Exactly.
Like, if you're really bored and you have nothing going on,
yeah.
like, maybe, okay, like, go ahead. Like, obviously, each situation is different if you're bored out of your mind because, I don't know.
Yeah.
Whatever. Or, like, you have the, like, let's say you're looking for a very specific type of lighting and you don't have that in your portfolio and, like,
oh,
you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And it's very specific and you're going to gain something from it. Obviously, do it.
Yeah. Of course.
But for me, like, it's more, it's just like student projects. I don't know. More time than not, like, either end up being like a friend of a friend that's a model. Then the clothes are kind of like half of it is from Zara. And then yeah, the other half is exactly. like vintage, like clothing that it's not really, you know, it's like
yeah.
they've gone to a secondhand shop. Like, and it's old Adidas. And you're like,
I don't know. About that's not that.
Like, I don't know. Yeah. So, you need and to then grow. It's like, the result doesn't end up looking that professional because mm-hmm. there's a lot of parts that come into like something looking professional.
Yeah, exactly.
And like a really like a higher end produced shoot.
Yeah.
Like the photos can still be good, but it's just maybe not good for your portfolio. That's
exactly.
what we're saying here.
Exactly. Yeah.
Know what level you're at and what you're willing to like learn.
Yeah. But on a positive note, we're mm-hmm. both still, we're still in the industry. We're still trying our best. Yay. And we have like loads Yay. Of really successful shoots.
Oh, yeah, well. Yeah, yeah. Obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, some like some of my best shoots or like the shoots that I like the most, it's the ones where I've been like in a technical point mm-hmm. where they've been like the messiest one.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, like everything that yeah. could go wrong went wrong and I had to figure it out and be like, okay, like, we're going with this, like, I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you have any other lesson to be learned or
any other lessons to be learned?
Any lost, like, how do you say it? We say, in German, we say quintessence.
Sure.
And a summary or like the most important thing you take from it as like.
Communication.
Yeah.
Same. Ask for things. That yeah. you need to know and your gut feeling, follow it.
Said, yeah, exactly.
If it's too good to be true, something's going on.
Red flag, exactly. Yeah.
Big red flag. There's normally not, it's either green flag or red flag, no beige flag, like no
in
middle.
Between. Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Okay. Anything else from you?
No, I think.
Why are we so awkward at the end?
I don't know. Not that well prepared, probably. Communication.
Yeah.
The art direction is missing.
We'll get there. Okay. Yeah. Enjoy the chaos.
Exactly.
Thank you.
That's it.